It's time for Tom Girl with JJ Jurgens. A different breed.
Hey everybody, this is JJ and welcome to Tom Girl, where we talk with incredible people in sports, entertainment, fashion, and adventure. On tonight's episode, we have an extremely inspiring woman. She's a TV host, actress, and entrepreneur. You've seen hosting for the woman Oprah Winfrey herself on the OWN network and on numerous red carpets, and is the founder of Fight for Your Fairy Tale, a brand that inspires and encourages other dreamers and creatives to believe in themselves wholeheartedly and to continually grow past their fears to become the best versions of themselves. Everybody, give a warm welcome to Stacey Ike.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God. I love that. Hi, guys.
Stacey, I was so happy because we've met years and years ago, and I've just been, you know, watching everything you've been doing out here in Hollywood and watching you do your thing, and it's just been so
Thank you. Incredibly fun. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Man, it's crazy. I was thinking that when I walked in. I was like, how long has it been? Spend some time. So I'm just happy to be back in the space and have this conversation.
Well, let's begin talking about kind of your main passion project right now, the Fight for Your Fairy Tale. Tell us all about this.
Oh, man. So I started Fight for Your Fairy Tale as I started understanding what it means to fight for your fairy tale. In 2017, I got a TV show on Oprah's network, which was obviously such a huge monumental moment for me in my career and in my life. And as that was happening, I also realized what was really important to me, which was family, which was friends, which was greatness within you, which was inspiration, motivation, being able to give back. And so as that was happening, I was sitting around with my team. I kept talking about, wow, like all the things I'd done before this, this is how I got to where I am, or whatever that moment is, like where you feel like, oh, this is what my dreams look like. And somehow, like, I still have so much more time to dream. I have so much more that I want to do. And it just really encouraged me and opened me up to start this brand. And when I did, I was just, again, I'm so inspired. And I stay inspired in order to be an inspiration. And so there's just so many people around us who are fighting for what they want, who are hustling, who are trying to make their dreams come true. And I really want to be a part of that and support those people and give techniques and tools and encouragement in any way I can. So yeah, when I started the brand, that's what it was about, and it continues to evolve over and over. I'm looking to build it out more with mentorship and things like that, where it can be, again, very tangible. But yeah, fighting for your fairy tale is just fighting for the greatness that's already in you and fighting for the version of yourself that you deserve.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
So what are some of the projects or events that you've had so far?
Yeah. So every year, actually, yeah, for the past 3 years, I've done a Fight for Your Fairy Tale vision board party. So starting in January, I always do that. Actually, I think this will be the third year coming up. So my team and I came up with that 2 years ago, and it was just such an amazing moment. And we were like, okay, this has to happen every year. And then I definitely like to partner with different organizations that also understand the message and are pushing that type of theme forward and partnering with them. We have, if you go to fightforyourfairytale.com and shop, there are different athleisure wears and products, t-shirts and hoodies. You know, Christmas is coming up, and pillows and things like that. Just things that I want to be in your home to remind you about that greatness that's already in you as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, there's a couple things coming up as down the pipeline that I'm fine-tuning, because again, I want to rebrand some of it in regards to mentorship and just the more tangible things. So as much as I love having product and I love that everybody's rocking the outfits and everything, I want to make sure people also can take a class or can find a mentor or really get the skills to fight for whatever their personal fairy tale is. And I just like to highlight the word your, because it's not what someone else told you can be. It's the fairy tale and the version of yourself that you see for yourself. That is so, so important. That's where I get the most riled up, and I'm like, oh, it is about you. It's about you being the best version of you so you can serve others. So more ways to figure out how to bring that story and that message to life is what I'm working on now. But yeah, so definitely the January party is always an undergo. Working on an event right now, and I'll let you guys know about that shortly.
How did that clarity come for you for fighting for your fairy tale? Because I know out here in Hollywood, lots of times, sometimes you might get caught up in doing what others want or listening to the words or advice of too many other people.
Absolutely. I think that clarity constantly reveals itself, because even when I started the brand, the clarity then is different than the clarity I have in 2019. That's also the scary part of the process, because I'm fighting for my fairy tale in front of everybody while I'm also telling them to do it. So there have been moments I've wanted to give up, and I've had friends who say, really? Are you giving up? Didn't you tell us to fight for your freedom? And I'm like, dang it.
You
know, oh, it is crazy. I mean, those conversations are so funny, but they're so enlightening and really like amazing. I generally remember that, okay, it's not about me have figured out my fairy tale and now telling everybody. It's, hey, guys, let's fight together. Let's figure out, let's continue to reach for that clarity and you know, reinvent the wheel whenever we feel like it's necessary or pivot whenever we feel necessary. So I've had that clarity several different times. I had it in 2017. I had a fresh one in 2018. I had a fresher one in 2019. Mm-hmm. I'm sure 2020 will bring something different. So just being open to what that is, is really the skill and the clarity.
Well, and I think that's brave to put it out there like you do, too. Because like you said, there's times you want to quit or you want to pull away or maybe you're not feeling so secure in
Absolutely.
It. But I wrote down you had a quote on your website and I just loved it because it was your life's motto.
Yeah.
And you said, each moment when I decide to be myself, I give someone else permission to do the same.
Yeah.
And then my life's missions, creating spaces for celebration, connection, collaboration, and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that because it is, you know, by you putting yourself out there and being able to do that, like you said, you're encouraging someone else to keep fighting when maybe they want to give up someday.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. And it's scary because I do think there are moments even as, you know, people that are chasing their dream or fighting for their dream, you have to be so aware of what that process is going to be like for you as you're talking to other people. And we don't really know until we're in it. Mm-hmm. And so the bravery comes from the fact that I still want other people to get it. So I'm like, okay, really, some of it's about me and some more of it's about you, which makes that makes things better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is fun when you're working for seeing something happen good for other people.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about the collaborations you started to touch on a little bit before, because you on your site, you've done some things with Bumble and you've had a lot of like women's dinners celebrating some of different various women in this community who have different levels of success in the industry.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of those collaborations.
Oh, man. So Bumble is such a... I love this company so much. If you haven't heard of Bumble, it's the app, dating app as well as friendship app and business app. So Bumble Biz is where I connected with them the most. They found me on Instagram. I was wearing a yellow dress at one of my events, the OTS Media Brunch, and one of the women from the marketing team reached out and was like, who are you? We love you. And I was like, who are you guys? So it's just crazy. Like the connection was so seamless. And, you know, I've always just been encouraged by the people that run that brand because that's what makes a company, the people that run the brand. And so that collaboration happened because they saw me and I saw them, honestly. It was just as simple as that. They saw what Fight for Fairy Tale was. They saw me. The women I got to work with closely, they really, like, they treasured my opinion. And that means more to me than anything. And so it was just easy to collaborate with them. They were a big part of helping me do the women's dinner I did. And that was able to celebrate some different influencers and different women in business and turning their platforms into businesses, and I really wanted to celebrate that. I think that's no small task. And so that's a big collaboration. I've gotten to work with Forward Female, which is a co-working organization that also provides mentorship that I'm working with now, and I love them so much. And I think I actually met one of the founders, Priscilla, from Bumble, so that's amazing. And there's different, I work with Lather, I've worked with other, I guess a lot of them are female focused or driven brands. You know, we relate, obviously, but I'm always open to anybody who's willing and open to just see. When you see someone, collaboration is just is easy. It's so fun.
The energy just grows.
It grows. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's switch to talking a little bit about your hosting career. Have you made things happen with that? Mm-hmm. So I know that you started for free with AfterBuzz, where I met you, and then talk about how that has turned into some other greater opportunities for you.
Yeah, yeah. I always credit AfterBuzz for giving me that platform to be able to really find out what I care about. That's what I loved about starting in LA and being okay with, like, okay, I don't really know exactly what part of entertainment I'm excited about, but I want to find out. You know, I've always been a TV and film person, so I knew that, but I was like, how does that work? Like, do I just get to really be myself? Is that a thing? And I found out it is, which is wonderful. So started at AfterBuzz, moved on to companies like Baller Alert. I worked with Mountain Dew. I worked with Smashbox Cosmetics, Regal Cinemas, like different smaller opportunities were coming, which was wonderful. And Baller Alert actually gave me a big push and being able to just do a lot more red carpets. So I was balancing those for a while. And, you know, the big red carpet was definitely interviewing Oprah in 2016, which led to the show in 2017. And so the hosting world, it it can be challenging, obviously, and I'd love to talk about that because that's something I always want to make sure people know, that it's like it is a hard journey, just like every other thing that you're passionate about. A lot of those things can be difficult, but I just love the fact that we get to shepherd people's stories and we get to talk about, you know, what people are excited about and keep them excited and be excited ourselves. And like I said, staying inspired is one of my favorite things. And so when I'm around people who have done such wonderful things with their career, with their lives to touch other people's, it's hard to say like, oh my God, this is my job. You know, like that's my job. So storytelling is really at the root of it all. And that's what I adore about hosting in general. So thankfully I stay the course in it because of that passion, even when it is get difficult, even when there's not a job available, even when you're like, okay, I'm just going to work for free for this one or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, they have all led to opportunities that, you know, has been able to build my career as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And knowing that, yeah, the people, if you really want that, you are going to have to take jobs for free and hustle. Mm-hmm. But so Oprah saw you on the carpet and then that led to you hosting after shows on the network.
Yeah. So I interviewed her with Ball Alert for Greenleaf's red carpet, which I definitely did not think she was going to be there, guys. I'm like, Oprah's not going to show up. Like, she's busy, you know? And she literally showed up. I still remember how I was feeling. I'm like, is she here? Like, is this happening? So, you know, she walked the carpet and we had an incredible moment on the carpet. And then even after, she stayed at the after party, which I was invited to. And then that's when really we connected. And so I made jokes with her about avocados and about her cookbook and about stuff that we just both related to. And it was such a great moment. And then 4 months later, I saw her again. And she said that she had listened to my podcast, which I was like, what are you talking about? So she watched me on AfterBuzz actually talking about Greenleaf. So that's kind of where it all transpired to the next level. And then months later after that, I was approached about the after show. But it was just a special moment to know that, like, you just keep doing the work and keep being excited about it and keep showing up, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those questions on the red carpet can be extremely difficult because you might have 2 minutes to get in one quick question. So what was the first thing you said to Oprah?
I asked her what emoji she would describe for the series. She has been getting real techie. She's definitely young at heart. I was like, we can go emoji with this. We can go fun. Because in 2 minutes, you can. And there's definitely times I have. But I was not sure if I was going to be able to do this heart-wrenching moment with her. I was like, I want to make her laugh. I want to make her smile. So that was one. And then two was, what was her greatest challenge as an actor on the series? Because we do know that, Oprah is known for her hosting and her skills as a storyteller and a journalist. But every time she does get a chance to act, she's just so grateful about it and so excited about it. So I really wanted to ask her, like, this is a dope moment. This is a show that is on your network and you're not even a main character. You're just gracing the series with a few different scenes or whatever, or storylines. So I just wanted to know what was she excited about? And I could see that her character was a mix of Maya Angelou and Indy Auri and a couple other people that I know she's fans of. And I was like, who did you pull your inspiration from and what were your most exciting moments? Yeah. Yeah.
Good job. And you nailed it. Getting Oprah to listen to your, you know, show. That has to just be like, I mean, did you go to sleep at night sometime being like, Oprah just watched me on my show?
Well, I was just so happy with how my parents reacted. They were like, wait, did you talk to her about getting a job? I'm like, no, I didn't talk to her about getting a job. But it was just so funny how that did end up happening. But they were very like, it was just such a beautiful story in the family, too. They were so proud. And that was really cool, too, because, you know, we get to interview a lot of exciting people. And so I was excited, but I didn't want it to go to my head because I'm like, OK, it was a great moment. Let's cherish it and let's just keep doing the work. And thankfully, it got to build from there, which was really dope. Yeah.
Now, do you have aspirations like her as well to pursue acting in addition to the hosting?
Yes, I do. I do. And I am trying my best to learn the balance of that because I respect the acting craft so much. And I know that it's not like, oh, just jump in acting. There is some time and energy and skill that definitely has to be put into it. So I'm so, I love acting so much. And I've dabbled, especially when I first got here, but the hosting just kind of took off. And so even now I'm trying to like level the playing field where I'm like, okay, get back to doing a short play. Or a play, or you know, a web series, or something, or continue to audition, things like that. So I'm grateful for anybody who remembers that and sees me as an actress and says, "Hey, come in for this. That would be great." So hello, if you're casting, you know, I'm here, and that's always special to me. But yes, I love acting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So for many of the people listening, they probably want to hear more about how you have created all this for yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you've kind of been a CEO for Fight for Your Fairy Tale and also in your hosting career, because you're out there marketing yourself. Your websites are like up to date on it. You know, you've been really just hustling for a long time. Can you talk about some of the work you do business wise for your career?
Yeah. Well, I had help. So that's number one. I don't necessarily think I could have done any of this by myself. I'm so grateful for one, family and faith are two huge things in my life, but also friendship. With faith, it's the faith to keep trusting yourself in this process because, as you said, it's a lot of hustle and there's a lot of moments of doubt. There just are. And I think that applies in any industry, but I definitely, you know, we just see it so up close. So I think faith has played a huge part in continuing to move forward as a business person. As a CEO, as a talent, whatever, and just being able to rely on God's grace in this industry. Family has been so supportive, even when they completely do not understand what I do. The moments that they were like, so what? What's happening? You're going to do this for free? Like, what? You know, you went to journalism school. Like, they're like, we don't get why you're not on the news. I'm like, I know, but let's just let this play out. Let's keep hustling for this thing that I really do believe is in me. So family is a big thing. And then having people who saw me business-wise and were willing to contribute to my team and willing to contribute their wonderful skills, whether photography or graphic design or management or creativity on social media. Like I've been able to work with a lot of people who have helped build the brand that I have now. And I've also learned how to do it alone too. So I started doing it alone. I had a team, then I went back to being alone. And there's a lot of pivots in the industry. And one thing I just adore is like, one thing I'm excited to continue to learn is the art of pivoting and knowing, okay, business-wise, I got to make a left. Okay, I got to make a right. All right, keep going straight. Okay, make a U-turn. Those are all real things that you got to learn in business that sometimes you don't know all the skills, you know, you don't know what is required until it's happening. And so you got to be good at asking questions and being willing to take advice. That's the biggest thing also, like you don't know it all. You can't do it by yourself. So I've been really grateful to have a lot of people who have helped me along the way. And, you know, to them, I just always give kudos and grateful and blessings on them. And then even to who I'm working with in the future, which I'm still even now kind of restructuring my team in a way. So it's like, okay, wow, who are the next people that are going to continue to help me build this? Because this isn't really about me. I learned that really early, too. It's not about me. So when I continue to work with people who have those skills to see what I see, things can be wonderful. Yeah. So that's the biggest part about business. Like you do it with other people.
What were some of the obstacles that you didn't see coming?
Oh, JJ. What were some? I mean, girl, like little stuff, like paying for the website. You know, it's like I didn't even think about how much like we had to pay for like my emails, you know, or the website or when I travel knowing, and this is stuff I always had in my heart and my head, but how does it actualize? How do you execute it? Paying for people to travel with you, you know, taking care of other people or also knowing when you're not able to and still asking for help. That's a huge thing too. And having the courage to do that. That was a big lesson and a beautiful thing too, because you really see who people are in your life and that's amazing. Gosh, there's so many little things in business that you just, you know, knowing when to not take a job, knowing when it's not about the money, knowing when it is about the money, knowing when, you know, you don't want to overextend yourself, knowing when it's time to overextend yourself, knowing just to be okay with staying passionate about what you're passionate about and not allowing everything around you to kind of start messing up the pot. Those are some things that you just... as it's happening, you're kind of like, wow, you're building. And then also like being a boss, what that requires, the amount of vulnerability and realness and honesty that it takes to be a boss is something that I adore now. But at the time, and as I continue to grow in that, it takes hard work. It takes a lot of self-reflection and it takes a lot of honesty. And that is something I don't think we realize because you're like, oh, I'm breaking down in front of other people, not just myself.
Right. Yeah.
That's weird.
We're looking at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's hard. So those are beautiful moments I've gotten experience. And again, now you say, oh, beautiful moments. But at the time, I'm like, Not really into this.
So, not that enjoyable.
You know what I'm saying? So that's interesting. Yeah. But all things that I'm like, wow, I'm so glad I came out of those things and really took those on and understood what was happening while it was happening or even after, because it's just contributed to me being a better version of all of those facets of myself.
I know you rely on your faith and family a lot, like you said. Are there other techniques you use? Like, are you a meditator? Are you an athlete, worker out? Or what do you like to use to keep yourself balanced and focused?
Drink water, y'all. Take your vitamins, man. Take your vitamins. Drink water. I've always been a TV person, so sometimes going into another reality helps. Just to kind of take a break from your own. I'm learning more and more skills now, eating healthier, you know, learning how to conserve your energy, energy can be taken from the stupidest things, right? It's like traffic can make us feel like we got to go crazy. It's like, no, that's
that
a waste of my energy.
Can. If you let yourself get mad in traffic,
at stuff, just you're ruin. Just like, so I, little things like that, I'm just, really managing my peace and like taking care of my peace and like knowing that that's the only way to get through the day and not allowing small stuff to really get in my head and get in my heart and get in my anxiety and all that kind of stuff. Managing your anxiety, being open about that. I think therapy is wonderful. I don't currently have a therapist, but I'm very open with, like, I have a lot of friends who do, and just the conversations we have, it's so beautiful. I love just the depths of real human-to-human conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think constantly learning skill, coping mechanisms, learning patterns about yourself, learning just constant recognition and awareness. Self-awareness is the key, I think, to all of life's enlightenment in some ways. But while I'm digging deep in my faith, it's revealing stuff about myself, right? And revealing the parts of you that are like, huh, I could actually do better at that. I could actually, you know, or gosh, I should really pat myself on the back more. Like, I don't treat myself better here, or those kind of things. So I'm just really big on self-awareness and never thinking that I've arrived. That's probably where I seek the most comfort of knowing, okay, you always can, not necessarily you can always do better and like that means you're never whatever, but it's just knowing that, wow, I'm constantly evolving. I'm a spirit being having a human experience and learning, like, oh, this is life. There are ups, there are downs, there are, you know, those things are so important. And so as we continue to evolve, those are the lessons I think keep me going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Giving yourself some freedom and leeway sometimes too. And forgiveness, you know, like, oh, this, everybody goes through
these
times.
Everybody's going through it, guys.
Which is, you don't feel like sometimes in this world of social media, because we all fall victim to like everything looking so perfect on there all the time.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to break that, guys. I really am. I don't know if like, I have sat in my room and tried to figure out how to take that whole world problem on, because I think it's a world issue now. And I'm still learning, but I don't think it's not a one-man job or one-woman job. So it is just like passing that skill on to the next person, for all the listeners, for knowing like, hey, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And this is not just your battle to fight. You have people that love you. You have people that see you. You have people that understand you. And it's so hard sometimes to see front, you know, and face value, but it's true. Mm-hmm. I believe it is very, very true. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's talk a little bit about the foundation that you built prior to moving out here. So you went to the University of Missouri for journalism.
Yeah.
What is the basis for you going into this career?
Yeah, so I mean, now what I'm talking about is different than how I talked when I was 12, but me talking in general is very similar. I had this nickname at home called 100 words per minute, which wasn't a nickname. Thanks, aunt and uncle. But they're funny and they were right. I talk a lot and I love to talk. I've always loved conversations and relationships and those things. Just like, they've always made me happy at such a young age. So when I was in broadcasting, in high school, my broadcasting coach, and he just kind of started throwing the journalism thing around my ear. And I was like, huh, I really like that. And I thought I was going to go to theater school. And I was like, well, I kind of really like this journalism thing. I love this storytelling moments. And so one of my pastors actually encouraged my mom and my dad and was like, hey, there's this really dope school called University of Missouri. Maybe you guys should check it out. And I was like, I don't know if I didn't mind leaving Texas, but I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So anyway, we visited Mizzou. It was a wrap. I saw the journalism school. I saw the J school up close. I saw the crazy moments of that we would be on TV as journalists by junior year if we passed and all that kind of stuff. And like just how rigorous the process was, but how real it was, how much training it was. My gosh, like the training ground, like I can break any rule now because I actually got to learn them. Mm-hmm. And so that school gave me those tools and those skills. So Yeah, journalism started at a young age, but I didn't know what it would look like. And I think it's still evolving because life is evolving and the world's evolving. But yeah, going to the University of Missouri definitely was a big push to, okay, cool, this is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Have there been people in your life, mentors or people that you looked up to that have encouraged your career or inspired your career?
Oh, man. Oh, I wish I knew this question was coming.
I'm like, sorry.
No, it's such a great one. And I always feel like one thing... Okay, I don't know if I'm going to name anyone specific, but I am going to say that I typed this out specifically to a friend yesterday. I told her that one thing I'm so grateful for is I've always attracted people who have poured into my life in like a really magical way. Like I have been really blessed to constantly see because I think mentors can range from your best friend to your parent. It can be sure. Anyone in between, right? Mm-hmm. So like mentor is not just the person doing the exact same job you are. It's the person who can teach you, hey, these are skills about self-awareness. Hey, these are life skills. These are eating skills. These are skills about keeping a healthy diet. These are skills in business. These are skills in journalism. Whatever they are, all of those people have been considered mentors in my life. So, I mean, they range from my parents to my siblings to my best friends to my professors. I've just really been blessed in that area. I'd never take that for granted because I'm like, gosh, like, everybody's so dope. Like, I just think there's so many wonderful people in the world and I think I'm really trying to meet all of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's something I've focused on lately, too, is like, you can get run down out here in LA or wherever people
are
listening or they're with the negative people in your life. But when you try to switch that and focus on those everywhere that you're getting just little nuggets. Or love or just stuff and really start to really appreciate that and have gratitude for that, it seems like things can shift pretty quickly.
It means so much. Definitely. Yeah. And it is easy to get jaded. I mean, to your point about get those negative things. The world right now is just such a be so negative. And so I will say that has weighed me down a little bit because of what we do. We tell stories. And so when you're like, okay, all the stories are getting sad and it can weigh on you for sure, especially when your compassion and your empathy and your love for this is just, it's on an all time high. So learning that is like kind of my new, I guess the new path I'm on, just learning how to still be able to see what's happening, contribute positivity to what's happening, not necessarily let everything affect you and still being able to move in the world and in gratitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
How has that been? Because I find that interesting time was now as well, because we were both like in entertainment, media, and news.
Yeah.
And so much has gone on now with our president and what we're seeing on TV all the time and his tweeting and all those things.
Yeah.
Like, how do you look at that? How has that affected you?
I mean, I'm still learning, to be honest, because sometimes I talk to this is where I have the best conversations with like my dad. And he's really good at understanding the news and digesting it and then kind of giving us what's happening and then telling us, hey, watch this, check this out. Because I was a really big political person actually for a while. And then I'm not going to lie, like the Trump election just kind of turned me off. I was like, okay, I'm not really sure what's happening in policy. I really took a pivot out of that being like my focus. So now it's like, okay, how do I get back into this where I'm learning what's happening, but everything isn't making me so sad.
Yeah.
So I'm actually still learning that lesson. I think it's extremely important now more than ever to be so informed and to know what's happening around us, because there was a time where I think young people said politics doesn't affect me. And it's like, y'all, that is very, very not true. Mm-hmm. Everything is run by politics in a sense. And so it is very important to stay informed. And so I just try to make sure, stay informed, encourage the people around you. One hand reaches to one hand, can reach to the next hand, having those really beautiful dialogues with people of different races, genders, cultures, whatever those things are, that's really important too. Mm-hmm. And I try to, that's where I think I'm finding the most success, just seeing what's happening and then say, how can I turn this into a conversation within people I love or people I don't even know? Mm-hmm. I think that's been so wonderful. I don't get too scared having conversations with people I don't know or topics, but I do also want to stay informed where I can give an opinion that's still cautious, that's cautious, that's empathetic, that's kind, but also my truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's again, new skills in learning how to even communicate with people now, because we all have so many different beliefs. We have so many different thoughts. I mean, clearly somebody was elected and we're like, what happened here? That's been interesting. But just being able to still know that we're all human, we're all still connected. And yeah, and just allowing like the gratitude of us all being here to experience life take over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of your upcoming goals?
My upcoming goals are, one is to never be afraid to have conversations that matter. I think that's been something that, you know, in what we do, we're cautious. We're protective of our brands. We're protective of conversations, which is wonderful. But there are so many conversations that we're still not having based on fear, based on, oh, I don't understand this, I don't understand that. And I just really want to continue to evolve as a person who's willing to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the important part of what I do, what we do, because it's not just about the cool celebrity red carpet or the cool movie or whatever. It's the deep human connections that will eventually be the only thing that matters. And I've been having so many wonderful conversations about that with family. But I think that's a big goal of mine, to just to be a storyteller who speaks from the heart and stays from the heart. And that's where my, you know, where we connect. Another big goal is definitely continuing to build the Fight for Your Fairy Tale brand and bring as many people along on that journey with me as I can. What are some other things? I mean, again, drinking water every day is a goal. Like, I literally, I'm like, how am I going to drink a gallon a day? I am not doing it amazingly.
It's funny you bring this up. I actually had a VO session today, and there was a guy who had a thermos that then had a red light on it. Yeah. And apparently it lights up every time he hasn't had a drink of water, like in a certain amount of time.
So
you might have to check out Amazon or wherever he got that.
Girl, that is, that is awesome. See? Yeah. You got to share your goals with people sometimes, because they will help you. That is awesome. Yeah, I can add that.
Yeah, he said it wasn't working so well so far yet.
Sure.
So I'm like, maybe they need to invent one that has like a shock.
Yeah.
On it. So if you haven't had the water, it'll shock you.
I love that. But yeah, I mean, just constantly growing and being aware of like what's happening in the world and being a great contributor to it. Yeah.
And I know you have an upcoming speaking engagement.
Yeah.
What are some events people can see you at, or can they follow you on social and stay in touch with you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I am always active on Instagram and Twitter and at One Take Stace, OneTakeStace. Definitely I will be posting those speaking engagements there, so please check them out. I will be speaking at the American Spa Convention. It's on the 28th of October, which is going to be wonderful. It's going to be in Huntington Beach, and I will be speaking on the 26th with NABJ, and I'm really pumped about that, but I definitely more details will be on my Instagram. I'm also speaking at a conference on the 19th, Confidently His, with one of my girlfriends, Chantel, which I just am so proud of and I love. That'll be wonderful too. So please check that out. But again, those details will be on my Instagram.
Tickets still available to those?
Yeah,
events?
For everything. Okay. Yeah. So I'm pumped about those. And I'm gonna be in Howard this weekend, but I don't think you're gonna fly to Washington. So anyway, we'll move on from that. But
they could be in
Washington. Maybe you're already
never
in Washington. You never know. So I'll be there. That'll be amazing. And I love being able to constantly share and my experience and talk with other people. So hopefully more things to come. So yeah.
Well, you're fantastic. I can't wait
to
watch
you.
And see more. It's so great. You guys, I mean, she has the brightest smile in the world. Just so infectious. I love it. Love the energy. Love everything.
Thank you so much, JD. I'm so glad we got to connect on this. I'm so proud of you for continuing to build your brand as well, and to make sure to have a platform where we can talk about the journey, because it's so it's ever growing and it's ever happening. And I think that it's just so great that you were like, hey, I want to just talk to you about where you are, not where you're going. And I just think that I thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, like you, I like the storytelling. I like to hear other people's stories too. And just, I know I've been watching you fight for it on Instagram and do your thing. And I'm like, keep it going, girl.
Thanks, girl.
Well, that'll be a wrap for us. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow the show at Tom Girl TV. And we'll see you again next week, where we will be celebrating our 100th episode. Woohoo! See you then.